Well, good morning. Your morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit. Today is Tuesday, November the 26th of 2019. Thanksgiving, 2 days away.
Two-day countdown.
I got to go check my turkey today.
Oh, yeah. Your whole thawing process.
Yeah, it's been thawing. I'm not sure if it's thaw already. Thawed? Would it be thawed?
Thawed.
We're going to talk about how we all have house guests coming in and how sometimes that can cause stress. And there's actually a list of the most annoying things house guests do.
Maybe we should give them that list before they stay.
Like a heads up, like we know what's about to happen. Also, my wife is really confused and kind of concerned because I have too much knowledge of my favorite celebrity.
Totally get that.
We also want to talk about what country star you would invite to your Thanksgiving dinner. You know, you could pick anybody. Who would you take? We're going to talk about that this morning. There's a very unique way to call off a relationship, which might give you some ideas if you're ready to do that for the holiday season. A Thanksgiving turkey debate. Plus, we have a really unique Black Friday item that I was like, wow, I never really thought about this. But once I thought about it, I started thinking it was kind of cool and I might want to research it. We'll talk about that as we go throughout the show this morning.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 1996, and Dina Carter had the number one song in country music.
Like strawberry wine, 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste of love.
Oh. The song is done often at karaoke bars all across the country. Women love singing this song.
It's a good one.
I still remember when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September when he had to go.
It's Dina Carter.
A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Dina Carter, Strawberry Wine, number one on this day in 1996.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for starting your day with us. We appreciate you listening. It's Thanksgiving week. What we figured out doing the show yesterday was that a lot of people are not awake on Thanksgiving week.
Including our families.
I talked to a coworker who said that, you know, she drives across town to come to work. Mm-hmm. And she was wondering on a Monday morning where all the traffic
was.
Where
everybody was, yeah.
And then she realized, oh, school's out. Mm-hmm. And everything changes when schools are out.
It's different.
Now, there are still some schools who will go today.
But we can feel it.
What? We can feel what?
Just that they're sleeping.
Yeah, and the way you can feel it is social media response, phone line response. So we're like, man, we could start the show at 8 and probably be okay.
Yeah.
But the truth is, there are going to be people like us who are up early, who are already in their car on their way
Welcome.
To work.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're doing this for you guys. Yeah. If you want to talk about loyalty, we are loyal. I had this debate with my wife last night. We were talking about the turkey. Again, I have my turkey thawing in the refrigerator, and I'm trying to decide how I want to do it. And you know, there's a ton of meat in the turkey. Mm-hmm. But we had the whole white meat versus dark meat debate.
Oh.
My mother is much more of a fan of the dark meat.
Really?
I figure, are you a dark meat person?
I am.
Yeah, so I would much rather have the white meat.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've realized is that when you're a parent, it doesn't matter what you want. Because it really doesn't.
When you're a parent, everything is just void.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's, hey, whatever everybody else wants and I'm last.
Yes.
Out of my entire household, including the dogs, I'm the least important person.
I get it.
The other day I bought one of those rotisserie chickens, right? And I took it home for lunch. I was at the store, took it home for lunch. And it was, my wife was going to eat, my son was going to eat. My mother is still living with us right now. So there was a lot of people who wanted to eat the turkey and they or the chicken, and they didn't have the big rotisserie chicken.
I know the first thing that I would go for.
What's that?
The leg.
You would?
That's my favorite.
because of the crunchy and their skin with it.
Yeah.
So I cut it all up and my wife was kind of aggravated. She's like, did you divide this into portion sizes? I'm like, well, it's just the easiest way to do it. That way nobody gets too much, because what Kai will do is he'll go in there and he'll just take as much as he can.
And then not finish it.
He won't eat it. But like, he'll be halfway done with his meal and he'll come back to us and be like, no, he'll say he wants more. And then we'll put more on the plate and then he won't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's something about if it goes to his plate or anybody else's plate, you don't really want to put it back.
Uh-huh.
The community chicken. But I realized as I was cutting up this chicken, there was, you know, there was some white meat and it's like the big part of the breast of the chicken. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of it's the dark meat. And I knew that basically I was going to have to take one for the team. Because Kai and Leslie were going to get the white meat. My mom was going to get a little bit of white meat. I ate the dark meat and the gristle.
Oh, now that's a little too far.
So we should put it up on social media this morning. White meat versus dark meat. I want to know what your opinion is, because some people prefer it. They're like, oh, I don't want that dry breast part.
It is dry.
I want the dark meat. So that's why you like it?
Mm-hmm. It is dry. It's very dry. You have to really drink a lot of sweet tea.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good. That's a southern thing too.
Yeah.
Go up north, no sweet tea. But the question this morning as we get going is, it's your turkey. It's turkey time. Is it white meat or dark meat?
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Phone lines are open as well. 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy, what is today, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I had this vibe that this was already the longest week ever.
It's because, you know, other people are off and we're not, and it makes it feel a lot longer.
I had the vibe this morning, like, man, is it Friday? Like, oh gosh.
Nope.
It's only Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have WWE tickets. Speaking of Friday, WWE Live, the holiday tour in North Little Rock at Simmons Bank Arena. And for those of you who are awake today, we sympathize. We're here too. We woke up at 4. But what we're going to do is give you the chance to win some tickets this morning before 7 o'clock. So if you want to go see WWE for free, keep your radio right here for the chance to win. Got your gossip coming up here in just about 3 minutes.
A new champion has been crowned on Dancing with the Stars. I'll tell you who took home the Mirror Ball Trophy.
Selena Gomez had a really rough night at the American Music Awards. We'll tell you what was happening behind the scenes. Gotcha Gossip is coming up in 3.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Dancing with the Stars. So last night it came down to 4 final dancers. Kel Mitchell, Hannah Brown, Lauren Elena, and Allie Brooke all competing for the Mirror Ball Trophy. New champion was crowned, and that's the Bachelorette's Hannah B. They also announced that the 4 finalists are going to be, which are the ones I just announced, are going to be on the live tour, also with Kate Flannery, who played Meredith on The Office, and Sailor Brinkley Cook. So tickets can be purchased now. But again, Hannah Brown is the dancing queen. She is the star. She's going to be on all of the shows today, carrying around the mirror ball. Also, all of the performances are up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
I predicted that when I was the person in the room that predicted
that. That is not true. That was me.
I said, I think Alabama Hannah is going to win the whole thing. So those performances,
she was good.
Yeah, they were good stuff.
Yeah.
You know who I tuned in late and I saw Kel Mitchell and he did his freestyle.
Oh, all of them are very, very good.
But dude, he killed
it. I know.
I'm like, oh, he's going to win. I didn't realize they were crowning the winner last night. Yeah. I thought last night was performances and then we'd have the winner tonight. So a little bit surprised to wake up and find that news. Got your gossip on Selena Gomez. There's wild stuff on her. There were a lot of people talking about her performance from the American Music Awards on Sunday, saying that she didn't seem like she was vocally prepared for it. If you didn't hear the performance, let me give you a little snippet of it from Sunday night's American Music Awards. Again, this is Selena Gomez.
You promised the world and I fell for it. I put you first and you adored it. Set fire to my forest and I let it burn. Sing off key on my chords, cause it wasn't yours. I saw the signs.
So again, Selena Gomez, the American Music Awards, a lot of people were really kind of brutal about that and saying, oh my gosh, that wasn't very good. Now, some people came back to defend her, saying that the line in the song about being off key in her chorus, well, they thought she did that on purpose, but she did not do that on purpose. And the story is, from behind the scenes, is that she was dealing with a major anxiety attack right before she went on the stage. She hasn't performed on the stage in a while. She's done music videos and stuff like that, but she hasn't been out there for the public performance, and it really got to her.
I can't imagine.
No, and I can sympathize with those moments too, because man, once you get in your head in a situation like that, and you know there's millions of people watching.
It's tough.
So Anyway, maybe be a little bit easier on Selena Gomez as she, you know, goes through what she's dealing with. All of us have those issues in our brains, like, oh my gosh, what are we doing here in this moment? Mm-hmm. And she had that before a huge performance, and that affected what she did on the stage at the American Music Awards.
Gotcha gossip on The Rock. So he's known on social media for doing really nice things for his fans, for people, just randomly. Well, he has done something else. He crashed a wedding, and he's with Danny DeVito, of all people. Basically, he posted this video on social media, and it's him and Danny DeVito. They're standing out by a pool, and they're like, hey, I think I hear a wedding. Let's go crash it. Here's what it sounds like.
That's really cool.
Congratulations to the newlyweds. And Danny, do you have any advice for the groom?
The big house so he doesn't have to bump into her.
Well, that's not the right thing. But you know what? Okay. Here's five important words that Danny and I live by. Yes, honey, you are right.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cute. The full video's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Can you imagine you're having your wedding and in walks The Rock?
No.
And the visual, I'm just going to say, the visual of The Rock, who's a giant, walking next to Danny DeVito. That's pretty funny stuff. That video's up again, as she mentioned, on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I'm a little bit disappointed in the people who follow me on social media because I put up a poll yesterday about who wore an outfit better, myself or Kelsey Ballerini at the AMAs.
Yeah.
And I lost. And that bothers me a little bit. And that sounds really dumb.
It surprises you?
Because who looks better? The question is basically who wore it better, and it's me in basically my old wrestling outfit, which was a suit with no shirt.
Were you wanting people to be honest or tell you lies?
Well, I hate to lose. That's just the truth.
If you could all go back and change your vote.
There's still time because it's up for a little bit longer. It's me versus Kelsey Ballerini. So far, Kelsey is in the lead, looking better than me, with 67%. She has 2/3 of the votes. That kind of hurts my feelings. You all are on my social media and you're voting against me.
I love it.
You can follow myself and Kelly on social media. We're both on Instagram and on Twitter. Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so coming up before 7 o'clock, we have your chance to win tickets to go see WWE Live Friday night, North Little Rock. And coming up in just a few moments, my wife thinks I'm weird because I know too much about a certain someone. She finds me to be a little strange. We'll get into that coming up here after Luke Combs.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
And you can't really explain, you know, things. Like, give me the name Eldridge's dog.
Edgar.
Do you follow the dog? What are the names? Dirk Bentley's kids. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
Is that a different level?
Probably.
Okay. Anyway, it's not at my house. My is like, hey, I think Janet Kramer has a birthday coming up. And I said, yeah, it's December 2nd.
Wow. Well, that was dumb on your part just to go ahead and shout it out.
But in my mind, I was like, you and I had just talked about that recently. Like in the last month or so, we talked about that.
Well, it's because I know you know that date because we've been on the show, what, almost 5 years together. Mm-hmm. We've celebrated her birthday every year. I'm pretty sure that she has a birthday with Britney Spears because you're like, this is the best day of all time. It's not only Jenna Kramer's birthday, it's Britney Spears. And it's every December 2nd. All they would have to do is go back to our podcast every December 2nd, and we celebrate them on our show.
Double check me and make sure I'm right. Will you Google it real quick?
Wouldn't you feel really dumb
if it was
like December 3rd?
And I just announced it like that? But my wife thought that was strange. And then to take it to a different level of strange, she was like, do you think we should get her a gift? December 2nd? Okay, good. She thought, should we buy her a birthday gift?
I'm like, y'all are kind of best friends now.
We've met, you know, once and we'll...
You got something in the mail from someone and you were scared.
We won't talk
about
that.
So how would you feel if... do you think Jana would be scared?
Like, what are they sending me?
Yeah, if she got a package in the mail.
Maybe. Like, what are you going to do? Ask for her home address?
Mike, we met them one time, but I'm just a little nervous.
It's one of those kind of like...
Mike, you open this.
Does it sound like one of those, oh my gosh, that's weird type things? Because I think it might.
There's a chance.
But my wife doesn't want to hear that.
Well, let her do it and just put her name on it.
Okay. Well, I said I want my name on there too,
and of something like, you do.
"I love you."
Oh my gosh!
And then I said, as a joke, my wife sometimes doesn't find my jokes funny.
I can't imagine that.
I said to her, "Why don't you get her that?" And I don't want to say what it is in case she goes ahead and does it. And I said, "I'll get her something from Victoria's Secret."
And how did that? Did you get hit?
No, she was across the house.
Which is the only reason, like, you said it.
100%. She's like, "Well, wait a minute. You mean to tell me if some guy sent me lingerie, you'd be okay with that?" I'm like, "Oh no." But this is different because she's famous.
It's you. No,
because
it's you.
She's famous. And you can say anything to famous people.
Oh, is that right?
You can give them any kind of gift. But can you imagine legit, like, the awkwardness of opening a gift and it's lingerie from somebody else?
No.
Like, that's funny.
I think you should do it. Yeah, it is funny.
Is it funny?
I think you should do it.
Please encourage me. Is it funny?
100% she will laugh so hard, and I'm sure her husband will too.
Are you trying to set me up to look stupid?
Oh, no.
I kind of have a feeling that maybe you are, and I am going to take that part out of the podcast. Those of you listening live will be the only people who heard that. We have WWE tickets coming up within the next 10 minutes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly wants to introduce you to her kinfolks.
Not all of them.
No. Mine either, dude. I'm telling you.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Okay, so I'm not sure if there's enough mouthwash on the planet to get over something like this. Listen to this. Two drivers in Largo, Florida got into a road rage argument. One of them was a 61-year-old guy named David. The other is a woman whose name hasn't been released. But I'm not sure what caused their argument, but at some point, David got out of his truck, walked up to the woman's car, and she rolled down her window, and she apologized.
Oh.
And David responded by spitting the food he was chewing in her mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
The cops investigated what happened, and David was arrested last week for felony battery. So there's no word on what type of food that he spat into the woman's mouth. But, you know, that's kind of gross. But speaking of food, let's lighten it up a little bit. Where did the broccoli go to have a few drinks?
I have no idea. Where did the broccoli go?
The salad bar. You like it.
All right.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And we have your chance to win tickets right now to go see WWE Live, the holiday tour, Friday night, Simmons Bank Arena. All you have to do is be able to answer our WWE Know and Go trivia question. The key is, if you know, you get to go. So today's WWE Know and Go trivia question is this.
This queen of the WWE ring is the daughter of the nature boy, Ric Flair. Who is she?
Woo! That's the big question this morning. We'll start with caller number 7, 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346. Start dialing, and good luck.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
WWE Live, the holiday tour, Friday night, North Little Rock. We have tickets to give away all morning on the radio. Kelly.
Yes.
It's time to go to the phones and find caller number 7. 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
James Chapman.
Where are you from, James?
Newport.
Why are you awake so early here when a lot of people are trying to sleep in?
Working.
Where are you working?
City of Newport Station.
There you go. All right, so we have WWE tickets for their show Friday night in North Little Rock. You have to be able to answer our WWE Know and Go trivia question. Kelly, give them the question.
This queen of the WWE ring is the daughter of the nature boy, Ric Flair. Who is she?
Charlotte Flair.
Boom! There you go! Congratulations, you're going to see WWE Live Friday night.
Thank you.
Now here's the deal. Before you hang up, you got to give me one of these. Woo! There you go. We appreciate you listening this morning, and we have more chances for you to win WWE Live tickets all morning long. Keep your radio right here on Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was thinking about Thanksgiving with my great-grandparents last night. So, and a lot of us probably had similar deals when we were young. Like, there were great-grandparents, and a lot of times, because that's where the family gatherings had always happened, that's where you still went. Even though I can still picture my great-grandparents' house in Salina, Texas, a little old house, not a whole lot of room, very, very basic, but Like, they would have all of us over there. They would invite the entire family. And we're talking about their kids, and I think they were like 5 or 6 or 7, something like that. And then their kids, this is like my great-grandparents invited my grandparents, who invited their kids and then the grandkids and then the all these different layers of family, right? And I go back and I picture this house, which, man, looking back on it, it couldn't have probably been, you know, 1,400, 1,500 square feet. At my great-grandparents' house. Yeah, we were all there all over the place.
How did it happen?
And it feels like, if I go back and think about it, that there were 50 or 60 people in the house. And there probably were. That's why the kids, we were always ushered outside on Thanksgiving. Like the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving. And that's what we would do. So we would all go outside and we would get the football. I was not the athletic one in the family. I was probably the least athletic of all the grandkids. So everybody's inside watching the Cowboys game because they historically have played on Thanksgiving Day. And us kids were trying to throw the
football. Yeah, recreate the game.
Yeah, but we were trying to mess up the TV screen by hitting the antennas and stuff like that.
That's not very smart.
They never thought that was very funny. But my cousin was real good at that. My brother was really good at it. I would miss every time. Woof.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the whiffer.
So you never got in trouble?
I'm the whiffer. Whiff everything.
Well, I'm basically going to be your great-grandparents this week.
Why is that?
Because everyone's coming to my house. Mm.
See, I think that's somebody else's job.
This is like, I'm going to have probably 30-plus people.
Do you even have that much family?
No, I just started inviting people.
The neighborhood's coming over. It's a community Thanksgiving meal.
Most of it is my husband's family.
Really?
Yeah.
The side you don't like that much?
That is not what I said, and you're dumb.
Let me stir drama.
They're all listening.
Before people come to your house. Oh, you don't like them, right?
Right, yeah.
No, but legit, you've invited everybody over.
And my mom is coming as well, so there's going to be a lot. And there's nothing like that many people coming to your house to get you motivated to do something.
All those house guests?
Yeah.
Are you miserable right now?
And then I'm going to have a few people stay with me, too. So it's not just, you can't just surface clean. Like, throw that in the bathroom, or throw that in that. Like, they're going to be using that bathroom, so you have to actually get it ready.
All right. Out of the 30 people, I'm going to put you right on the spot.
No.
No, I want to.
I already refuse not to answer.
No, that you refuse not to answer. That means you're going to answer. That's fantastic. Mm. All right. Here's what I need you to do. So let's say you clean the house. It looks really good, right? Mm-hmm. But somebody goes to the bathroom. And who would be the person in your family most likely to go through the medicine cabinet? Just to see what's under there or in there. Because I picture the old medicine cabinet at my great-grandparents where it was above the sink. It was like a glass mirror. Right. And you could open
it. We don't have that. So if they go through our medicine, it's going to be in front of everyone.
Well, I just want to know, who out of your family would go through your drawers or your cabinets or whatever?
Gosh.
Just call them out. That's funny. You have somebody in mind. Just,
you know what?
Write it down. I won't say it out loud.
Okay. I am. And it's going to be an aunt. It's an aunt.
Okay.
Hear me writing?
Yes, I do. Does she do commercials for Progressive?
Nope.
You mean to say it?
No, you can't say it.
Can I say what it starts with?
She might be listening.
Where does she live?
Here.
In town?
Yes.
Do this. I want you to put something funny, like underneath the sink or whatever, and just put, hey, so-and-so. That way when they open it and they're going to snoop, you're calling them out. I think that would be classic.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthday sport. Today it is Tuesday, November the 26th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Misty Burnett.
Happy birthday.
Of Truman, who's celebrating today. Happy birthday. We have Kathy Atchley from Clinton, Arkansas, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday. We appreciate you listening as well. However you listen, it could be through kfine.com. It could be through the kfine app. It also could be through the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, which is available basically everywhere now. Rachel Wheeler, happy birthday. We have Brandy Maddox from West Memphis celebrating. Megan Paulsgrove of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Joe Chamberlain of Jonesboro. Brett Bretherick from Wynn is celebrating. Tara Stallings Tara Stallings, happy birthday to you. And Kay Richardson of Jonesboro celebrates as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Rita Ora is 29 today.
I like Rita Ora.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually in a really popular song with Iggy Azalea. Mm-hmm. It was a pop song called Black Widow. To remember that one.
I do.
So, that's fun stuff, right? Happy birthday to Rita Ora, who celebrates a birthday today.
Natasha Bedingfield is 38.
Ooh, we should do some Natasha. I don't have that ready, though. Hang on.
Gotcha.
Hang on.
That one song that's really good.
I'm having issues here. Okay, wait. We have this one right here, which was a big one. See if you remember these words. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
This was also a big one. Probably played that song 1,000 times down the hall. Happy birthday, Natasha Bedingfield, who's 38 today.
Mikey Tootle is 41 from American Chopper. DJ Khaled is 44 today.
Happy birthday, DJ Khaled.
And Tina Turner is 80 years old today.
Let's do some Tina Turner.
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer.
So that was a pretty big song, but I think probably her biggest hit that everybody knows mm-hmm. is this one. Tina Turner is 80 years old today. Happy birthday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It seems like over the last, 6 weeks or so, we've said a lot about Miranda Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the new album and all the stuff that's going on with that. We do now know that Miranda Lambert has booked her next big performance, and she'll be a part of the Thanksgiving Day Parade on CBS coming up on Thursday morning. Now, we also know that Miranda has told us what song she's releasing next as a single. So if you have the album, if you've listened to it, and you're wondering, I wonder what's going to be next? Well, it's Bluebird. This is the next radio single from Miranda Lambert. Here's a sneak peek.
And if the house just keeps on winning, I got a wild card up my sleeve. And if love keeps giving me lemons, I just mix them in my drink. And if the whole wide world stops singing, and all the stars go dark, I keep a light on in my soul. Keep a bluebird in my heart.
That's the next song. Going out to radio for Miranda Lambert. It's called Bluebird. If you want to listen to the entire song, you can do that this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
So I love following Thomas Rhett and things that he does with his family. And his wife, Lauren, and his daughters, Willa Gray and Ada James, are big fans of him. They love watching him perform. So the girls didn't get to go to the 2019 AMAs, but they were watching and they were dancing along at home. And we have proof. The cutest video is out right now. It's put out by Thomas on Instagram. It's his daughters having a dance party as he's performing on the AMAs, twirling around in their princess dresses, having the best time. This is what it sounds like.
They are so happy to see their dad on television.
Yeah, so it's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And Kelly Clarkson had a really big country music guest on her show. We're talking about As Big As It Gets. Garth Brooks stopped by,
mm-hmm.
and he sat down on a stool right next to Kelly Clarkson and did some songs acoustic, like James Taylor, a lot of those influences from really early in his career. And then he played one song that actually brought Kelly Clarkson to tears on her own TV show. Let's take a listen to Garth Brooks on The Kelly Clarkson Show.
The evening shadows and the stars appear. And there is no one to dry tears. I would hold you for a million years to make you feel my love.
Okay, I'm fine.
She's crying.
Beautiful song.
If you would have told me, like,
very sweet.
If you would have told me as a kid that that moment would have happened, I'm sorry. Woo!
It's really sweet though, because it made her emotional. And what we learned, I didn't realize, and maybe you know, people who are really in tune to that song will know this. Bob Dylan originally did that song, and it was a cover when Garth did it, but. If you want to watch Kelly Clarkson brought to tears by Garth Brooks and watch him do his other acoustic performances, that's also up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog today at kfine.com. That's kfine.com. Brandon Baxter in the morning. So we have WWE tickets to give away, and we're doing those all morning long. And as a matter of fact, as I look up, I think we should give some away right now.
Sounds good.
WWE Live, the holiday tour, Friday night, Simmons Bank Arena, North Little Rock. We're taking caller number 7. We're playing WWE Know and Go Trivia. If you know, you get to go. 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, how are you this morning?
Good.
Where are you from?
Trayman, Arkansas.
And what are you doing this morning?
I'm going to school.
Where do you go to school?
Truman Middle School.
Is today your last day of school?
Yes, for Thanksgiving break.
Awesome. Right. Are you excited about Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What's your favorite food on the Thanksgiving table?
Turkey.
Come on now. All right, so we have your chance to win tickets right now to WWE Live. We're playing WWE Know and Go Trivia. And the deal is you have to be able to answer the question. Kelly, give her the question.
This queen of the WWE ring is the daughter of the nature boy, Ric Flair.
Charlotte Flair.
There you go!
Hi! Cheyenne!
Congratulations. On your way to school this morning, you just now won tickets to go to WWE Live Friday night.
Thank you.
Now, before you hang up, I need you to do me one big favor. Charlotte Flair does something in every one of her matches, in every one of her interviews, and it sounds like this. Woo! Well, it sounds better than that. One more time. Give it to me. Congratulations, Cheyenne, and thanks for listening this morning. More WWE tickets on the way with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We had a very real thing that happened that kind of, I don't know, opened my eyes and gave me perspective. And I think it's kind of a good message to think about this time of year. You know, a lot of people have like real great family times now, and some people have tougher times around the holidays. For some people, it's one of the most depressing times of the year. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to think about people. As humans, and we need to think about all the people that we deal with on a daily basis and never take people for granted. And I had a moment yesterday where that really hit me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's public knowledge. I don't believe anything's been said about it so far. And I'm not going to say the name of our employee who went through a little bit of an incident. But we had an employee who had a scare yesterday, a health scare. And it really kind of opened my eyes to how we just come to work. And all of us have jobs or places that we go or family that we kind of take for granted, that you're like, man, that's just what happens. I see them every day.
You go through the motions.
Yeah. And oh gosh, we got to deal with whatever. And we think about all the stresses. But this one moment really made me think about, you know, we need to appreciate the people that we have and people we've known for a long time. This person I've known, golly, for 20 years, maybe more than 20 years at this point. And I got a phone call. It was around, I don't know, 3:30 or 4 o'clock. My phone rings and I see this person's name pop up on my phone. And I'm like, golly, it's late in the day. I wonder what they need at this point. Mm-hmm. And I answer the phone by saying the person's name. I say his name, right? And I don't know why I do that, but sometimes if you call him like Kelly Perry, David Daly, right, or whatever, and I said his name and it wasn't him on the other end of the phone. And what I heard on the other end of the phone was crying.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, oh, this is not, number one, the person I thought it was, and this isn't probably going to be a great conversation. And our coworker's wife told us that he had gone in and went home and just wasn't feeling great around lunchtime. And Just thought it was acid reflux or something like that. And the next thing you know, he was going through what could have been a heart attack. Ugh. And again, it's somebody I've known forever and we see on a daily basis. It's a coworker. Mm-hmm. And in that very moment, it's almost like a switch goes off or, you know, it's like, bang, what if, you know, those were the last moments mm-hmm. with somebody. Thankfully, and I even had discussions with him last night. He's going to be good. But it kind of changes your perspective on what we view and who we value and maybe how during this time of year we should show value to people, mm-hmm. you know, because you never know. Those next moments are never promised. And it really hit me in that moment. And that can be family, that can be coworkers mm-hmm. or anything like that. So I don't know. I just felt, and we had something else kind of scheduled to talk about at this time, but I really, there was something that, I don't know, I think that needs to be said. Don't take the people in your life for granted.
Well said.
The people that, you know, can be in your face and loud and crazy, because at the end of the day, we're all people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Just kind of a weird day and something to think about. But the good news is the coworker is good and will be back to work, probably not for a few days, but he gets an extended Thanksgiving break, so maybe we're a little bit jealous today. It's Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So today on Brandon Baxter in the morning, we were talking about turkey time, right? It's about time to have that big bird in the middle mm-hmm. of your table, and you're trying to figure out, like, as you carve the turkey, what's your preference? Do you like the white meat or the dark meat? Kelly told us earlier that she is a fan of the dark meat.
Correct.
My wife is probably more of a white meat type of a girl. But on our social media, what do you have? What are you seeing?
There's a lot of answers. So Lana Headley says white. Sherry Atkins says white. Jamie Stevens says, I don't like turkey. We just roast a couple of chickens. Nancy England says white. Lindsay Cooper, dark. Carrie Little, dark. Most of the responses are that I'm seeing are white. Michelle Wilson says dark meat. White meat is too dry. Kayla Lammer says white meat. Lauren Palmieri says white. Becky says white. There you go.
It's a white meat thing for most of the people on the K-Fine Facebook page, but you can weigh in this morning. It's the big turkey debate of 2019. Is it white meat or dark meat?
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
2 days away from Thanksgiving. We have all the family coming into town and, you know, these people who, I don't know, like Kelly was saying earlier, she doesn't really get along with all of her
that
family.
That is not what I was saying. So if you're my family, I did not. You're such an idiot. He's over there laughing.
In most families, though, there are people you're like, oh, gosh.
Should we talk about the ones that you've already talked about?
Let's not do that. Okay. That's not a good idea because right. I wouldn't do that. I'm excited to see everybody. Mm-hmm. As I have announced this morning, I have turned over a new leaf.
Okay.
But like legit, we've seen stuff out this week that while Thanksgiving is supposed to be fun and a time to give thanks, that, you know, there are stressful things about the holidays, and most of it come from family.
We're just being truthful.
So we're trying to ramp up our Thanksgiving meal, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've kind of had the same Thanksgiving meal forever. So let's say we can invite our favorite country stars. And I would say, like, my vision to think about this morning, I was going to come in and say, tell me if you could invite one star, who would it be? But there's so many different people.
That's too tough.
So let's say I give you a top three of people you're able to invite to the Kelly Perry Thanksgiving that's being catered because she doesn't want to cook because she's cheating on Thanksgiving.
Because I want to spend time with my family.
That is not true.
Anyway, that's a completely different subject.
Now you're smiling now.
Listen, I'm going to be so happy on Thursday.
You have all week off.
Hanging out with all of my food and friends and family. And you're going to be cooking and sweating and putting everything up.
I'm going to cook inside.
So you're still going to be sweating. Do you know how much you're cooking for Thanksgiving?
Do you know how much I really enjoy that?
Your wife sent me
though?
Your list. That's a lot.
No, there's no telling.
You're not even going to be able to talk to anybody during Thanksgiving.
That's the perfect way to spend Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, maybe that's where we're different.
Where you don't have to talk to your family, right? No, but let's say you can invite anybody to your Thanksgiving table, right? Let's make it country stars.
Okay.
You can invite a country star to your Thanksgiving table. Who do you invite?
I will say I cheated a little bit because I knew you were going to ask me. So I've had some time to think about this, and okay. I think that I've made a good choice.
Okay.
The first one will be someone that is going to be, he's going to enjoy watching football.
Okay.
He's going to probably wear an Oklahoma sweatshirt.
Okay.
He's going to eat a lot and not worry about what he eats.
Gotcha.
He's going to probably tell jokes.
Okay.
And maybe sing for us. His name is Garth Brooks.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
So you'd invite Garth Brooks as number one on your celebrity table.
Yeah, and how could I not invite Trisha Yearwood with him? She'd follow
Tommy. Well, that's a good one, too.
Also, she can cook.
Oh, yeah. Trisha's Southern Kitchen. But I told you could pick three. So you have Garth Brooks, you have Trisha Yearwood. Who is person number three, country star number three?
Well, this took a lot of thinking, but I'm going to go with Brett Eldredge.
That's a pretty good choice, too, Kelly.
Got my heart racing like there's nothing to it. Falling in love with the beat of the music.
Oh. Okay, so it's Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, and Brett Eldredge.
We're going to be singing a lot.
All right, I know who I'm inviting.
You do?
Well, I mean, the number one is pretty obvious.
Is
right?
it?
Oh, yeah.
I got the first kiss.
Come on over, Jana.
She'll get the last.
I'm making turkey.
She's got the future.
I got the stuffing.
I got the past.
Do you like cranberry sauce?
I got the class ring.
Green bean casserole.
She got the diamond and wedding band. I got the bow.
All right, so that has to be my number one.
Okay, okay.
And if I could invite anybody else to my Thanksgiving table.
You've got two more.
I know. I'm excited about it. It would be Jana Craver.
Oh, my God. Why you want to show up in a
good,
old
right?
T-shirt that I love? Why you gotta
what about her husband?
Huh?
Huh? What?
Okay, legit. Number three on my list, if I could invite anybody over to my Thanksgiving meal, of course, I'm doing all the cooking and stuff like that. The one that Jana Craver!
I'm done. I'm so
I'm
done.
Here's what I'm showing. I'm showing loyalty.
Inviting her once shows loyalty.
But if I invite her three times?
Good enough for me.
Wow.
Why are you giving me that look?
If I would have picked Brett Eldredge three times, you'd have said, that's the dumbest thing you've ever done. But when it comes to you,
yes,
it's fine.
Because I am a loyal Jana Cramerite.
You're weird, is what it is.
It's up on social media. What three country stars would you invite to be at your Thanksgiving table?
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you can invite any country stars to your Thanksgiving table. We're going to give you three, if you could pick three. And some people are picking one, some people are picking more than one. But the question is, like, who would it be? So Kelly has told us already she would choose Garth, Trisha, and Brett Eldredge.
Correct.
My three were Jana Craver, Jana Craver, and Jana Craver. What do we have on our Facebook page?
So we have Pam Goff says... Brooks and Dunn.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah. Let me sing this.
Do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go.
Boot scooting. Do some boot scooting on Thanksgiving. Whoa. Much like Kelly's dogs.
So dumb. Okay. Melissa Freeman says Willie.
Oh.
If I made you feel second best.
Did she Willie say that?
Girl, I'm sorry.
That's mm-mm.
You know what Willie says as he's leaving?
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
What else we have?
We have Dolly Parton.
Oh, come on now.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving.
So Dolly's on there. That's good.
Martha Stockland says Gretchen Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Some people look down on me,
but I don't give a rip.
I stand there, put it in my own front yard
with a baby
come
on my
Gretchen.
Hip. Cause I'm a redneck woman. I ain't no high class fraud. I'm just a product of my rings. And I say, hey, y'all, and yee-haw. And I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long. And I know all the words to every charming
keeping it country.
Go, Kelly.
Let me get a big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah.
That's how Kelly and her family begin the turkey carving process.
That's what we say.
Give me a hell yeah, everybody. Let's carve some turkey.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it's Thanksgiving, and you can invite three country stars to your Thanksgiving gathering. Who do you invite? That's the question. Kelly's choices were
Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, and Brett Eldridge.
And my choices were
Jana Kramer.
Right. You know there's a chance that she's going to come to my house for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'd feel sorry for her because she's not going to get to bring her husband and her children.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you can invite country stars to your Thanksgiving table, your Thanksgiving gathering. What are you seeing on social media?
Melissa says Brad Paisley.
I'd like to see you.
He's real nice.
I'd like to kiss you way back in the sticks.
It's Kelly's family gatherings.
I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers. And I'd like to check you for ticks.
Uncle Jimbo, man.
Nicole Cobb says Reba.
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
I met her too. All right.
Lindsay Cooper.
Me Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do,
I like this.
Well, then don't be afraid to tell. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
Good choice on George Strait.
And I think this guy would be a great guest to have. Melinda Linton says Blake Shelton.
Oh, yeah.
I saw the light in
a funny, man.
Sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
Hide the booze, though.
Saved by the sound of a
maybe he'd bring his own.
Probably.
He'd be fun. That's a really good choice. Hey, you can weigh in right now on the Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's on Brandon Baxter in the morning. Hey, if you listen to us on the radio show and you ever miss something because maybe you have to go into work or maybe you don't wake up early enough, whatever the case may be, we have our podcast, which is essentially the entire show. All the silliness, all the whatever we do, I don't know how to explain it, but it's the entire show and you can get it on Apple Podcasts. Go there, download, subscribe. You can go to Google Play Music to get the podcast. You can go to Spotify and listen through Spotify. You can listen through TuneIn. You can go to the iHeartRadio app and listen to us there. It's also up on our website every day as well.
KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Dancing with the Stars. So last night, it came down to the final four dancers. We had Kel Mitchell, Hannah Brown, Lauren Elena, and Allie Brooke all competing for the Mirror Ball Trophy. The new champion was crowned, and that's the Bachelorette's Hannah B., which I'm going to say, didn't I pick when we first started all of this? Or you're going to say you did it?
You picked Lauren Elena, which would have been great for country music, but I said correct that Hannah B. was going to be the winner at the end of the day. And we bet $1,000 on that.
Really? I don't remember that, but
I have the podcast, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast.
Right.
I'll go back and find it.
Okay, good luck with that. Well, also, all of the finalists, plus Kate Flannery, who played Meredith on The Office, and Sailor Brinkley Cook, who is
Christy Brinkley's
daughter, is going to be on the Dancing with the Stars live tour 2020. And tickets are on sale now. But Hannah Brown is the Dancing with the Stars champion.
Have you looked to see if that's coming anywhere around us?
I have not, but that would be fun.
Let me see if I can find it real fast. I'm not sure if the dates have been announced just yet. That'd be kind of fun to know, though, right?
Yeah, that would be good.
Richmond, Atlantic City, Connecticut, Albany, Boston, Bethlehem. Oh, gosh, they're doing a lot of dates, man. Philadelphia, New York, Akron, Ohio, Indianapolis. Is that close?
I don't think so.
St. Louis, Louisville. Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry. That's pretty cool. So, Orlando, Atlanta. I'll keep scrolling. New Orleans, Texas, Kansas City,
That's a lot of dancing.
Wow, I cannot believe how many dates are going out and doing the show. Anyway, that's a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch all that footage, it's up, though.
It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Also, there was gossip on Selena Gomez. If you heard her on the American Music Awards the other night, there were a lot of people who thought that maybe her vocal performance wasn't what they expected. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and relive a second of that. This is Selena Gomez Sunday night at the American Music Awards.
You promised the world and I fell for it. I put you first and you adored it. Set fire to my forest and I let it burn. Sang off key on my chorus because it wasn't yours.
So, anyway, there were a lot of people who were not real nice after that mm-hmm. performance. Social media can become, you know, kind of a mean place for a lot of people. What we now know from behind the scenes at the American Music Awards, it was prior to the show, Selena Gomez had a major panic/anxiety attack. Aww. And just the idea that after going through that, that she still stepped out on that stage mm-hmm. in front of all of her, all the people in music, all the people in the industry, and then was knowing she was going to be on TV in front of millions upon millions and millions of people, the fact that she still went through with that performance doesn't show weakness. That shows her strength. Yeah. So the idea that she was able to get up there, because I can tell you in that moment, you have that fight or flight deal. And a lot of times you just want to flee. Yeah. You want to get away.
It's over.
You want to escape the situation and the surroundings that have caused the anxiety and the panic. I've been there. Mm-hmm. I understand that. And the idea that, you know, we didn't know that when she was on the stage, but she was real brave to get up there. So a shout out today to Selena Gomez.
Got your gossip on The Rock. So he's known on social media for doing really nice things for people and his fans. And he posted a video on Instagram. He's in Cabo and he's with Danny DeVito.
Well, they're doing Jumanji.
That's right.
That's the reason they're together.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, they decide to crash a wedding and do a little singing. Here's what it sounds like.
Unforgettable. Unforgettable. Congratulations, brother.
That's really cool.
Congratulations to the newlyweds. And Danny, do you have any advice for the groom?
The big house so he doesn't have to bump into her.
That's not the right thing, no. But you know what? Here's five important words that Danny and I live by. Yes, honey, you are right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, you can watch the whole video. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Think about this. It's Thanksgiving Day. You can invite your favorite country stars to your table. We'll give you three, because I know sometimes it's hard to pick just one. So you can pick three country stars to come to your table. Kelly's choices earlier this morning.
Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, and Brett Eldridge.
And my choices, in case you missed it, were Janet Kramer, and, well.
You didn't play fair.
Janet Kramer. No, it's fair. That's where my heart lies. And the heart don't lie. So,
oh my God.
On our social media, we're asking you who you would invite to your Thanksgiving table.
So one of the ones that Brandy Garner would invite is Shania Twain.
Ooh, that's good.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Whose heart did you see?
Over,
who did you run to, and whose lips have you?
I like that. That's a good one.
Let's see. Jennifer Watson says, and she would be fun, and I bet she could break up a fight, or she could start one, Miranda Lambert.
Oh, yeah. That's good. What else?
Carolyn Williams says, Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah.
We were at the jackets hanging on.
Man, if he just sing acoustically, I'd be happy.
And I bet this guy would go hunting and fishing with you, Luke Bryan.
Oh, we should do Luke. I would have had the song ready, but I don't have it ready. So I thought I'd do one that explains Kelly's Thanksgiving and really her holiday season.
Yeah, birds need bees.
Wow. That's a wrong song.
Uh-huh.
Boys like
me need girls like you to kiss me, fishing in the dark meets knitting under that pale moon.
I hate when I choose the wrong one.
Right.
Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots.
Happy Thanksgiving from Kelly Perry.
my God.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So a lot of people are preparing for Thanksgiving. We've talked about that this morning. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are looking past Thanksgiving and thinking about Black Friday.
Gotcha.
Right?
Are you one of those people?
Not at all.
Me either.
I'm not one of those people.
I can't do it.
But I can tell you, like, I can picture many, many Thanksgiving deals where the family has Thanksgiving. And then, like, my mother-in-law and her sister, my mother-in-law's sisters and their mom all go out shopping.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the Thanksgiving mm-hmm. thing they all do. Well, I don't know if we have a Costco anywhere near here, but there's something that's kind of intriguing. And I've never really considered this before because I thought this was something that was really only affordable if you were really rich.
Okay.
But Costco is selling a 3-person sauna. And the idea behind this sauna is it's kind of all encompassing and you can put it in any room.
Okay.
So if you wanted the sauna in your garage, that's cool. If you want it in your bedroom, that's cool.
So if I had a corner in my kitchen and had some room, I could put the sauna there.
You could, living room.
All right.
Wherever you want to put it. And the sauna, which typically is $2,200, is now marked down to $1,400.
Oh.
So imagine the fun you could have with the sauna in your house. You would no longer have those awkward moments of going into the sauna at the gym.
Right.
Which we've had those moments.
But if it's a 3-person sauna, mm-hmm. isn't it kind of awkward?
Well, I mean, it doesn't require 3 people.
Mm.
One person could go in there, or there's room for you and your spouse, or you and your spouse and their friend, or however it works out.
Or your mother.
Okay, that was a cheap shot. But anyway, if you can find a Costco, there is a $1,400 3-person sauna that could be a whole lot of fun. And again, it takes you out of the awkwardness where you walk into the sauna at the gym and there's, you know, somebody who's older, who's naked and doesn't realize they're naked. And you're like, hey, you're naked. I don't want to see that. Could you cover that up? And
now you
like,
just have to deal with yourself.
Yeah, me. Which is just as bad.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, Miranda Lambert has made it official. We now know which song she is releasing next as her next single. And it's the song Bluebird. Here's what it sounds like.
And if the house just keeps on winning, I got a wild card up my sleeve. And if love keeps giving me lemons, I just mix them in my drink. And if the whole wide world stops singing, and all the stars go dark, I keep a light on in my soul. Keep a bluebird in my heart.
That's Miranda's next single released to radio. It's called Bluebird. You can check out the full song today on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
So Thomas Rhett got to perform at the American Music Awards, and his girls did not get to go. Of course, he's got his daughters, Willa Gray and Ada James, but he did post a video. They didn't go, but they got to see it. It's a video of his daughters having a dance party to his performance. So imagine his girls in little princess costumes watching their daddy sing this song right here. This is what it sounded like. They're so happy.
It's actually really sweet to watch his kids so excited to see their dad.
Yeah,
that's
so
really
excited.
Sweet.
But it's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
And Garth Brooks made an appearance on the Kelly Clarkson show. And while he was on the show, he was doing a number of songs acoustically, some of his influences in music. He did some James Brown. He did some Bob Dylan as well. And he brought Kelly Clarkson to tears. Here's Garth on the Kelly Clarkson show.
When the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one to dry tears, I would hold you for 1,000,000 years to make you feel my love.
Okay, I'm fine.
Kelly's crying.
Beautiful song.
Clarkson.
Me too.
If you would have told me, like,
very sweet.
If you would have told me as a kid that that moment would have happened, I'm sorry. Woo!
That's really sweet. Yeah. What a beautiful song. Anyway, you can check out that full performance, Garth's full performance on the Kelly Clarkson show. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Thanks for having us on. If you missed any of the show today, you can go back and check the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. Tons of fun stuff on the podcast, including our favorite country stars that we would love to invite to our homes for our Thanksgiving gathering.
Yes.
We talk about that. Kelly made fun of my choices, but, or should I say choice?
You should say choice.
So we talk about that on the show this morning. There was also a moment, I don't really even know how to explain it, but I had this, like we had an idea of what we were going to talk about at a certain point in the show, and a personal situation happened at our radio workplace, and one of our coworkers was suddenly rushed to the hospital, and I don't know, it just gave me this weird vibe that I needed to say something, I had something to say, and I had no preparation, you know, I just kind of started talking, and I don't know, it was kind of one of those moments where I started to tear up just thinking about people. That's on the podcast today. Also, we talk about this sauna, which is perfect for your family. Kelly actually has it for herself and Joey and her father-in-law.
That's not true.
It's a three-person sauna headed to their house. Plus, my wife is really concerned that I know too much about a certain celebrity. So all of this is on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. It's available on Spotify, TuneIn, kfine.com, the iHeartRadio app. You can find us everywhere, and you can listen at your own convenience. It's the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
The Voice is on tonight. It's Elimination Night. The top 10 will be revealed.
Oh, wow.
The Flash is on tonight. Dolly Parton, 50 Years at the Opry, is on NBC tonight. Tonight's schedule also includes The Resident and NCIS, Arrow, Empire, FBI, Treadstone, Emergence, and NCIS New Orleans. And also on late night TV, John Pardee will be on Seth Meyers.
Sweet. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.